T-minus 1 minute. T-minus 50 seconds. T-minus 40 seconds. T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Zero.
Own it, own it, own it, Kong. I own it, it did.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
What's up, everybody? It's Wednesday. You know what that means. You're here on Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. And as you can see, I am solo today, so entertain me in the comments. My girl Mika is out on injury. We love her. We hope she feels better. Love, love, love you. Miss you. Miss you so much. But yeah, let's hang out. Let's just go into it. We had a time. Well, let me back up because I got to do the thing. You know what we do here. You know. You know. Tonight, I got some flavor. I didn't hate it. I'm in a much better mood than I have been in weeks. You know, I'm satisfied. I feel good. There was flavor. Wasn't like the best, but it wasn't the worst. So mild. I'm going to say mild is what I'm going to give it tonight. What do you guys think? Leave that in the comments. 100. That's bold, Jamari, and we'll get into that. But you know, we got to run down the card. Big night. We were going to hear from Wardlow. We were going to hear from Adam Cole. Dax versus Jeff Jarrett. We had Sammy and Darby for the Pillars tournament to fight MJF at Double or Nothing. Orange Cassidy and Bandido for the International Championship. The Butcher and the Blade versus Kenny Omega and Takeshita. And of course, what we're here for, Jade versus Taya. Yeah, JD, it's just me. Mika's out on injury, so please, please hang out. Be spicy in the comments. I need y'all tonight. Come through. The card, yeah. You know, I think we've been like that the past couple of weeks. It's been a little... It's been eh. But we went right into it. We had Bandido versus Orange Cassidy. Opening the show. And I had a great time. She did. She done. She said, nah. She's actually what her ailment is. Bandido versus Orange Cassidy. Fire way to open. What is this? 19-0, we said Orange Cassidy is going with these title defense. Fun, you know, we got hand in the pockets. He put his hands in the pockets. Like, such a fun match, but like also shows Orange Cassidy's range, which we say every week. He's just amazing. Bandido is Bandido, and he's so good. Like, come on. These are like the coolest dudes ever. And you're putting them in a match? Hello? We're having a great time. Yeah, the reason this was 20 for Orange is because he defeated it in Philadelphia. Yep. Exactly. So this is why it's international, because you're taking it to New Japan. You're taking it on Dynamite, Rampage. You're doing the whole thing. I loved it. Maybe we'll get a AAA. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, this was such a great match. So fun. In the end, of course, 20-0, our boy Orange Cassidy wins. And he just pulls out an extra pair of sunglasses from his backpack, because of course his backpack has sunglasses. So fun. He had trouble because there's no ears on Bandito's mask, so how do you keep them on? Love this. Unlikely animal friends, you know that's my vibe. So this was fun. And, you know, I liked it. We sportsmanship, a fun time. We cut from commercial to hear from Adam Cole, baby, who will call out Jericho later. He's had a whole week, we know. But after Adam leaves, we get these two again. Orange asks Renee, hey, do you want to ask me about this match? And she's like, oh, there's like a lot going on. You missed a lot last week. And he just says, oh, and walks away. And Bandito goes, oh, and also walks away. Silly, 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 silliness that I like. Okay, we also heard from Jungle Boy and Darby Allin. These two decide, you know what? Let's squash the beef. We should be united against MJF because he's the worst. So let's put it aside. You know, we could be cool. I should have had your back last week. I didn't know. I wouldn't have been up in the rafters like my dad's thing. So he's like, all right. Jungle Boy's like, you know what? You're right. Let's be chill about this. Darby asked for him to have his back tonight in his match. And Jungle Boy's like, all right, it should have been the two of us, so let's go. But Darby throws a little dig in there. And he's like, well, you know, if we go again, I would beat you again. And Jungle Boy, you know, they don't like that. Of course, we're building all this tension going into Double or Nothing. Yeah. Much better than our opening segment last week where it dragged on too long. Short and sweet. Short and sweet is all we need. This is a match that happened in 2023. Dax Harwood versus Jeff Jarrett. Yay. Jeff Jarrett got too much offense on Dax. Sanjay was banned from ringside, but of course he could not control himself and he interfered. Like, okay. And now he wants the tag titles. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of Jeff Jarrett being on my television. I'm sick of this fight for Mark Briscoe. Like, are we doing Mark Briscoe? There's like too much happening with Jeff Jarrett that I should not be happening in 2023. I said what I said. Y'all know how I feel. Hated it. Hated the whole thing. Except in 2023, the year of our Lord and Savior, Jeff Jarrett won. Disgusting. Disgusting. Bandito got, I wouldn't say Bandito got robbed. I would like to run it back. And if Bandito was the one to take the title from OC, I'm not mad at it. But they're building a friendship that, I don't know. Hey, Nikki, it's crazy over here. I mean, it's crazy over in your area, but it's crazy over here. Thank you. So, yeah, I'm sick of it. Oh, wait, hold on. Before I get into, I got graphics, y'all. We're going to be fancy tonight because we don't have Mika. We're still going to do it. We hear from Tony Khan. What was this big announcement? What was he going to say? I don't know. He says something every week. I'm going to keep that in there. But Tony says we're getting the Owen Hart cut back. Does not specify if we're getting the ladies again. Would be interested to know about that. But it is going to begin Double It or Nothing. That is going to start. The tournament is going to run through their Canadian tour, Forbidden Door, and end in Calgary. Of course, the home of Owen Hart. So pretty pretty exciting. I mean, that was a fun time. Like, listen, Casey, you guys have to know I do the best I can with what I got. And when I give you pictures, I try to give you the best of the best. So, again, this is the best of the best. I think you rushed. Yeah, I mean, probably, but you gotta have a bait. You gotta have something they want to go see. You know, that's with anything. You got. That's why you add matches before or to do things like that. You want your ticket sales, of course. They want it to be a good time. Casey, listen, I told you, I'm not an awful person. I'm doing the best I can. Working's what I got. This green screen photo, it looks. It's ridiculous, but you did a great job, Tony. I was proud of you. No Shazam promo, that is still your highest promo, but this one, but you can have this one too. Wardlow showed up, beat this man. I don't know who this man was. Did anyone catch his name? Because I did not catch a name. And you know what happens. Wardlow beat this poor man. Power symphony after symphony, I can't even speak words. Ripped to this man. That was probably longer than the match, TBH. Afterwards, Arn says Wardlow's like the chosen one. He's the guy. He's gonna like carry to the next century, which that's not how math works, Arn, but cool. And then this is all that happens. I give Arn something to do so he can go pew pew on TV. I don't know. Wardlow can handle his own. He doesn't need a mouthpiece, but here we are. Again, this is the entire segment. Stare down. Ooh, big scary. Okay. Oh. Well. Yeah. Rest in peace, Elevation. These two idiots showed up and just are disgusting. They're bromance, if you will. Hate it. Hate to throw it all away. They give each other gifts, that vest. MJF gives Sammy a scarf that he definitely got off like from a swap meet. They don't care what everyone says. They're gonna backstab each other. You know, it's just a lot. And then we get some just. Oh, I didn't have. I was gonna scar you with some MJF and Sammy, but I decided against it. But yeah. So, you know, they don't care. They're just disgusting. Sammy's gonna beat Darby. Sick of it. And then poor RJ City, guys. This I was very excited to see RJ. The disrespect BCC showed to RJ City and beat him down and said he's gonna go scar up some more people. You know. And no, that Wardlow match was not needed. He could have cut that same promo without a match. Yeah, and he's even like making that part of his thing. Like, I only wrestle once a year, you know. Tony says I could do whatever I want. Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, definitely. The twist would be if there was no twist, but Sammy's delusional. He thinks this is going to work out for him. We all know where this is going. And we'll get into that later. Brian, you know what? Brian is a good mouthpiece. He's very creepy, honestly. A very creepy mouthpiece. We'll get into this later when he's on commentary. Very creepy. It's kind of unnerving. Yes. If Mox doesn't bleed, something's wrong. I think we should have a blood count because I think we're on like a couple weeks maybe without any blood. But yeah, so just justice for RJ City. These two. It was time for our Four Pillars tournament, which again, like I said last week, how is it a tournament with three people? But you know what? I digress. MJF and his pickles were on commentary. Honestly, though, I hate the man, but I do love a good pickle. So I will be interested in buying that. I said, I don't know. I don't like that I said that. It was fine. There's nothing to write home about. Sammy did the thing that Sammy does. Okay, but also, like, the ending is much confusion because Sammy put this man through a table and then gets disqualified for the skateboard bit when he also, sir, just because you're Mexican does not mean you get to do an Eddie move. Like, bruh, no, we've had enough. I'm sick of it. It's dumb. I don't understand why the skateboard isn't allowed. Like, is it because it's in the ring? I need clarification on the rules. But Sammy wins via disqualification. MJF comes out, well, enters the ring, beats him down. Finally, Jungle Boy comes out because that took like a really long time. Like, he was not there the entire match. And then he's like, oh, I guess I should go out there. But Tony has Tony in his ear, and says, Tony's not standing for this. So we're going to have a tag team match, next week. And if Darby and Jungle Boy win, they can wrestle at Double or Nothing. Sure. Okay. Yeah. It was, you can skip it. I just told you everything you needed to know. You know what? Good point. But I thought he's Jack Perry now. Is this a Superman situation? But you know what? Maybe. They're in Florida. I don't know the greenery, so my bad. That's on me. So that's what we're doing. After commercial, MJF still hot about having to be in this tag match. Sammy wants to leave with MJF, and he's like, nah, it's full. Camera cut to an empty car. So the seeds are there. We know what's happening. You know? But Sammy's Sammy. We got Adam Cole in the ring. He was going to come and we knew he was going to call out Jericho, which he does. But Jericho says, no, I'm not coming out. But my dudes are. We get a beat down. New friends, Orange Cassidy and Bandido, come out to help Adam Cole. Didn't know they were friends, but you know what? Love to see it. Very interesting. Hey, Chad. Yep, it's just me. You're not missing a lot, Chad, but, you know, we're getting into some good stuff. You can skip Darby and Sammy. You're fine. They're going to have a tag match. It's a whole thing. But you know what? You got to a good point, Chad. We're about to hit a really, really good point. Like I said, Orange Cassidy, Bandido, tried as their hardest, but JAS was just too much. We hear a song and music and we don't know what's happening. It's Roderick Strong. Hello? Roderick Strong is joining his UE brother, Adam Cole. We got two-thirds back. Was not expecting this. Were you guys? Because I was shocked. Congratulations, Roddy. We love to see it. He cleaned house. The hug. The cutest thing ever. Come on. And Roderick Strong is all elite. So congrats. Congrats. Undisputed Era forever. Let's do this. Let's run it back. I'm excited. Now I'm excited. We're going to see what's going on. Casey, you're going to have to deal with Marina. And you know what? I don't know. Maybe you might take her. Who? Undisputed Era is iconic. Go back and watch some Black and Gold NXT. Amazing. Let's not talk about the later Roderick Strong. We won't get into that. But you know what? Roderick Strong is back in full force. all his glory. Let's go. Happy for him. Yeah. You guys, it's time. Casey, calm down. It's our main event in our hearts, guys. It's time. Jade versus Taya, finally, after weeks of fighting on Rampage, we're here. The caveat to this match was Taya could not use the Road to Valhalla, or the Jaded, whatever you want to call it. Okay, at the beginning of Diamond Mine was kind of cute, but then, sure. But here we go. You know what? I was surprised. How did we feel about this? Because we were worried about Jade and Taya, how they would work together. Because Taya's a bigger opponent. You know, she's like on Jade's level. She's equal. You know? But they did the thing. We got... Look at this. Taya coming in. This split, though, yeah. Taya's face says it all. Great. I thought it was really good. It's not over. Yeah. She's still, you can tell, you can see her weaknesses a little more. But Taya is still like a great performer for her to have this match, because it could go a lot worse. You know? Told you, here it is. Yeah, it really did. It did not do her any favors. This is why, as silly as it sounded, I wanted them to touch in a different way. I wanted a tag match or a handicap match or something before we got this match, so we didn't feel this way for Jade. Because there was some spots where I was like, okay, you should just it was a little cringy. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, when else do we watch wrestling? It's right before the main event. That's when the ladies go on. We've established this is the only time people pay attention to women. I don't know why you would think that. people would, yes, obviously. But she has a title. We want her to defend it. We want her to be good because we know the potential in Jade. We see it and she's working on it. But this did expose her. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing, but it wasn't the best. I don't know if she was made to look stupid. I think all these preemptions of Rampage did not help, because they wanted people to go to Rampage. And I feel like that's why Taya was there, to try to get those views, because it's coming in at all random times. So they're like, let's do that. And it did hurt them from not having any build on Dynamite. Like, well, we saw Taya, then we didn't see her. We didn't get any backstage. That's, consistency is very hard with AEW. And I say that because I want them to do better. I want Jade to do better, you know, but I know this is not the end. Yeah, you gotta be in this. Yes, Rampage is on early, guys. 5:30 Eastern, 2:30 Pacific. So if you want to watch good afternoon wrestling, you can. Like I said, I didn't hate it. I just wish it wasn't for the title. I wish the stipulation wasn't there. It was fine. Like, it was better than I thought. I will say it was better than I thought, TBH. But in the end, here we are, 56-0. But Taya was big mad. She's not going to take that loss alone, you know? Like, she's not going to, like, let that be okay because she was handcuffed. And there's Sterling and there's, you know, like, there's too much happening. it was a little wonky. It wasn't cringy. Like, it wasn't the worst thing. She's getting better, but I think Mika made a point a few weeks ago that Jade needs to trust people more and be, like, okay, fully immersing herself in a match and not doing her one thing of being, I'm the big person. I'm going to control the whole match. She has to show some weakness and she has to show that other side that she can get up from that. Probably, you know, it should have been Chris, but Chris has been out so long that I was hoping that it would be Taya. But we'll see. But I hope not. Like, we can do Jade and Chris without a title. We can do that. Yeah. And I don't think it's just specifically Taya. I just don't think she trusts herself with, like, trusting other people with her body yet. And that's something she needs to work on. Like you said, though, she's still green. What are we, 2 years in? Even 2 years. So while she's great, there's still weaknesses, and that's not a knock. Nikki, she has to. It's like, it has to be Double or Nothing. This match should have been a Double or Nothing the first time, but what do I know? I'm just a girl. Hopefully, and I will be there. I'll be cheering. We'll be cheering. Yeah, 2 years. You said that. I did not. Yeah. It's been 15 months. And she's still growing. And it is what it is. I think we all know what's up with Jade. We love Jade. We want her to do well. And that's why we're so hard on her. Because we know what she can do, like I said. But we did it, guys. We are at our main event. What a night. Butcher and the Blade, Kenny Omega, Takeshita. What? There's a lot that happened during this. Well, she's on Rampage. I could have seen that. I would have been fine with these flip-flopped, but it's fine. It is what it is. I love Butcher and the Blade. You know Mika does not. I love Kip Sabian. She is indifferent to Kip Sabian. I love that faction. I love it. They're just like comic book villains. They're slimy. I love it. So they're the mercenaries. They're going to just fight whoever they want, whoever says. yeah, definitely. Make your own opinion. See how you feel about it, because everyone's taste is different. Calm down, Casey. Calm it down. Yeah. A lot of, like, matches were kind of just to get to another place tonight. This match, fun, great, loved it, loved to see it. Kenny and Takeshita worked pretty well together. Like I said, Brian was on commentary. Very creepy. Like, I know he's a mouthpiece, but like I said, he's very creepy. He kind of creeps me out. Like, it's kind of like, I know he stabbed Hangman in the eye. Mocks it, and he, like, encouraged it. It's kind of, like, murdery. Brie Bella, if you need help, like, blink twice. I'm kind of concerned because he's very good at this. So, but he's on commentary. He wants Takeshita to join BCC. He doesn't think the Elite are worthy of him. You know, the huge. Kenny and Takeshita pick up the win. Afterwards, though, is where it all went down. Brawls. Young Bucks came out, super kicking everybody. Wheeler had a new haircut. Then you see this. Matt is giving Kenny the screwdriver, and they were going to do it. They were like, all right, eye for an eye. Let's get Box. But then BCC, or Brian, rolls Takeshita into the ring, and Takeshita says, probably shouldn't do that. He tries to be a peacemaker. He's like, he doesn't want to know this. It's too much. the Cinnabon King. and he tries to be a peacemaker because he's just a pure innocent baby. But then, of course, it all goes awry. He gets pushed out the way. It gets pushed. The Butcher and the Blade grab the Young Bucks. Mox pushes Takeshita into Kenny. Then they're like, all right, you're in the BCC. And he's like, actually, I don't think I want to be in BCC. And they're like, oh, you don't? So they beat him down and stabbed him with the screwdriver. The disrespect. Like, hello? What? Takeshita's like kind of an innocent bystander in this. He did not want to be in this fight. Don pulled him from catering last week and was like, fight. And he's like, okay, I guess. Poor thing. Poor little baby. And we'll see where this goes. I don't know what's happening here. Yep. Yeah, that's what we're here for. We're not here to convince you of anything. If everyone had the same opinions, it'd be very boring. So everyone likes what they like. I like the Elite. Some of y'all may not. And that's cool. I like Butcher and the Blade. Some of you may not. But we're all here because we love wrestling. That's what we're here for. I'm here to talk to you guys about wrestling. Have a good time. And that's what we had. And honestly, I'm not as upset as I have been in the past 2 weeks with AEW. So that makes me feel good. You know, we'll see what happens on Rampage. And before I tell you what happens on Rampage, let me throw it to our CEO to tell you where you can watch all of our shows here on Women's Wrestling Talk.
Hey peeps, TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching, because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, ROH Post Show, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod, and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
That's right. That is where you could find all of our shows. Turnbuckle Glam will be back this Sunday at a special time. What are we doing? 2 p.m. Pacific through 4 p.m. East Central. You know, just look for it. We're going on a little bit earlier. We also will be back with AEW All Access. Yeah, it was watchable. Yeah. It could have been a tweet, could have been an email. Yeah. Didn't have to be on TV, Tony, but you know what? Cool. he's very cute. Listen, I'm not going to say anything about Casey's man. You know, I respect. Respect, but he's very adorable little angel. And we love that. But Rampage Friday will be earlier, like we said. We got Ricky Starks and Sean Spears versus Jay White and Juice Robinson. Bullet Club Gold, I believe, is that what we're calling them? We got Cash Wheeler versus Jay Lethal, Anna Jayas versus Ashley D'Amboise, and Naturally Limitless Keith Lee and Dustin Rhodes will be in action. I think the Acclaimed will also be on that show. We'll see. Santana and Stephanie will probably cover it. Maybe, hopefully. I don't know if they feel like it. Thank you. Thank you for appreciating the bob. She's bobbing. Thanks for hanging out, guys. We will see you tomorrow. Hopefully, my tag partner is well enough to cover Ring of Honor with me tomorrow. It is a reasonable time. We'll see. You guys are so welcome. Thank you guys for hanging out. Let's all hope that we can get Ring of Honor to be a two-man team. If not, I will hang out with you and give you all the Ring of Honor news. You know, we love our Ring of Honor. Listen, if Ring Impact tomorrow, head over after Ring of Honor, after NXT, after all of that, head over to the Impact post show, because I'm sure they'll have lots to say, lots of predictions. Don't know if we're doing a post show after, but you'll hear all about it from Nikki and Santana. You know what? You know we're going to talk about it. Whatever happens Friday, we will talk about it. But like I said, thank you so much for hanging out. See, I will for sure see you tomorrow in Ring of Honor if you want to hang out. If not, see you Sunday, or I'll see you back next Wednesday. Bye.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.